With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Worries about inflation continue.
The Federal Reserve's preferred inflation gauge increased in January. Prices were up last month, but the increase is smaller compared to previous years. Inflation has cooled, but many Americans remain frustrated. Overall prices are still well above where they were before inflation erupted 3 years ago. Behind the rise are higher costs for hotels, health care, and restaurant meals. A brighter spot is incomes rose. The report also showed consumer spending rose slightly, meaning Americans saved slightly more last month. The uptick in inflation has the Federal Reserve concerned about potentially cutting interest rates too soon this year. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And more Americans applied for jobless benefits last week. Applications for benefits rose by 13,000 for the week ending February 24th, according to the Labor Department. Also at SRNNews.com, President Biden and Donald Trump both on the southern border today, albeit about 300 miles apart, both addressing the immigrant crisis. Despite much colder weather, the largest wildfire in Texas history is continuing to burn.
The wildfire that began earlier this week is still one of the largest in the state's history. It's burned down homes and businesses. Richard Murray is a resident living near Canadian, Texas.
Still emotional. This is our life. I mean, we've been here for 50 years, and it's pretty tough.
His home burned down, and he lost a few pets.
I lost two dogs and two cats.
Authorities have confirmed one death, an 83-year-old woman. On Thursday morning, residents in the region woke up to snow, but the Texas A&M Forest Service says the fire was still only 3% contained as of Wednesday night. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Then on Wall Street, stocks have been mixed. The Dow losing 22 points, but the NASDAQ ahead 88. This is SRN News. A lot of Americans support a 16-week abortion ban.
According to the latest poll from YouGov, 48% of respondents think barring the procedure after 16 weeks of pregnancy is reasonable. 35% oppose such a ban. 16% are not sure. Former President Trump has indicated his support for a 16-week ban, but President Biden says he doesn't want any kind of federal limitation on abortion, vowing to return the country to Roe versus Wade if he wins the election in November. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers in Kentucky working on a bill that would grant the right to collect child support for unborn children. A number of Republican-led states are considering legislation that takes into account the humanity of unborn babies. Georgia also allows prospective parents to claim its income tax deduction for dependent children before birth. Utah enacted a pregnancy tax break last year. This is SRN News. Correspondent Bill Burrow describes what effect Super Tuesday has on the race for president.
It's become kind of a transition point, a bridge, if you will, toward a more general election posture, where even if a nominating fight is still going, nearly always someone has a pretty clear delegate lead. They may have a rival that's still punching up at them, maybe even able to win some more primaries. But you start to really get the shape of what the fall, summer and fall campaigns are going to look like, who the nominees are going to be, and what the issues are that are going to shape that debate.
Canada's immigration minister says his country imposing the visa requirements on Mexican nationals visiting Canada. The U.S. government also urged Canada to take action as some Mexicans have been crossing illegally into the U.S. from Canada. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.